Happy Friday, Clipper Nation.
We made it.
It's us, Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. I'm William the Opinion Updike, and I'm joined 5 days a week by my best friend,
Positive Chuck Mockler.
We're coming at you with all the fresh Clippers content.
Ooh.
We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a little preview of the upcoming game against the Bulls.
That's tonight, baby.
I've got an interesting matchup for you for this one.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. And then we're going to get into a mini preview. Depending on how much time we have, it might be a full-blown preview for the upcoming match against the Kings.
On Sunday.
Yeah. And then we're going to wrap things up with our regular Friday segments. Which are, of course, the Pacific Division Power Rankings, and then everybody's favorite, Love, Marry, Kill. So all that and more coming up right about now.
So tonight, the Clippers are in the Windy City, not Great Falls, Montana, as you were probably assuming. I'm talking Chicago. Great Falls, Montana, technically windier than Chicago. to play the Bulls, it's us versus a legitimate tanking team. This is the first team we've played that, like, full-on is just running it into the ground.
Yeah. They've already won maybe too many games.
Yeah, they might have. So injury-wise, we're not going to have Gallo. We're not going to have Luke. Bulls are without Wendell Carter Jr., which really kind of helps us out.
Yeah.
And Jabari Parker is questionable, supposed to play.
He's supposed to play, yeah.
But we'll see what happens. He's on the bench anyway. The Bulls have been starting Robin Lopez at center as of late, which could maybe pose a problem.
He's not like super high scoring in their offense.
Yeah.
But yeah, traditional size center.
Can pass.
We'll dig into this a little bit in the matchups, but I actually kind of like this defensive assignment for Gortat.
Yeah.
The Bulls hot lost. Totter, as people call him.
The Bulls lost to the Hawks on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping this is the worst offensive team in the league.
Yeah, I think it'd be really good to watch our guys just smother them.
Yeah, I just want, like, I was talking to Will for this. I want a 75-point half.
Oh, I would love that.
let's get into what we need to do to win. I think the biggest thing is we just got to come out hot.
I think even before that, just show up with the requisite
just
amount of
there.
Players.
Not at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like the damn Miami game. Yeah, as long as we got, we really need what? We could run an 8-man rotation and maybe win this game. No, this is a young team, so I think we have to come out hot really quick.
Oh, yeah. They have weapons, too.
That's what's so weird is, like, offensively, like, LaVine's averaging 23.
Yeah.
Markkanen's a threat from pretty much everywhere on
Jabari
the court.
Jabari Parker is averaging, I'm pretty sure, like, 16-ish off the bench. 15, sorry.
Yeah. Chris Dunn.
Yeah.
Can be pretty good, but, yeah, so if you look at their numbers, the Bulls are 27th in boards, 26th in assists, 26th in three-point percentage, and 29th in two-point percentage. So, like, I guess we try and force them into long twos.
Yeah.
And three. I don't know. Like, it's kind of hard looking at stats that are this bad because you're like, I don't know, play the way that every team has played them all year.
Yeah, definitely.
What else do we got to do to win this thing?
I think get to the line.
Yeah.
Opponents of the Bulls take the 8th most free throws in the league when they play them. That lines up great. With us. Yeah.
Number one.
So hopefully we can get to the line a lot tonight. I hope that we can see guys scoring if the shots aren't falling.
It'd be nice to see Shea maybe draw some contact and get to the line.
Yeah. I've got a little Shea thing I'll dig into in the matchups. But yeah, it'd be good to see Shea not be like hesitant at all.
I think when Shea gets better and more established in the league, instead of just getting blocked brutally once a game, they'll just start calling it a foul. I hope that's what happens.
Yeah. I also hope that we just kind of, I think what we need to do to win is just make it rain early. Like, even if we're not making the shots.
Oh, you're just saying just throw them up.
I think just taking shots from three.
Yeah.
Because they allow, like, they're like in the bottom six,
mm-hmm.
almost bottom five.
Yeah.
In three-pointers allowed.
Damn. Which
so,
is, I mean, hopefully that lines up with us.
Yeah. So I think that we'll be able to create some quality looks, and I just want to see us real early set the precedent that we're going to shoot a lot, and then we can kind of open up some more lanes for playmaking and driving to the basket and such.
Yeah, I want to go into this game with, like, let's stomp these dudes out. Not take them for granted.
No.
Which
no,
I
no,
might
no.
be doing right now, but let's just go in there with that mentality of, like, we're fighting.
Yeah.
Like, more Tobias, I think, is my last thing. Prime game for Tobias to just continue his really good stretch.
Definitely.
He's had one bad game in his last four. I'm not really sure who can shut him down defensively on this Bulls team.
No. And he's leading the team in points and boards.
Damn.
So, I mean, solid.
Unless he decides to just kind of fade away, then I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. I also don't know, like, if we get a comfortable lead, how much he'll be out there. But I'd like to see Tobias in as many minutes as he can handle, even against shitty teams. I want him to bloat those numbers, baby.
Yeah, I want him to put up a 50.
Bloat those numbers.
Put up 50 points, dude.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Man, you know, I always think of, like, that... of like a possum on the ground and someone's like
and then it freaks out.
Yeah, I think they could be lulling us into a false sense of security and then bam, you get the horns.
They've been lulling the Clippers into a false sense of security for
all
one and a half of the NBA season. I actually have a note in there. There is some weird thing where like Harrison Barnes in that game against the Mavs, mm-hmm. horrible seven games before it, comes out, puts up a good game against us.
Yeah.
D-Wade, a couple games ago against the Heat, not the last time we played the Heat, but the first time, 25 points off the bench with 50% three-point shooting.
Definitely.
There is this weird thing where guys show up to play the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
So, if Lauri Markkanen and Justin Holiday are hitting from deep...
There's no Justin Holiday.
Oh, he's out?
He plays for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They traded him.
Son of a... God dang it. Thanks a lot, basketball reverence. Well, if Lauri Markkanen's in deep, it's in that situation where, so they take two more threes per game than us.
Yeah.
Yes, they rank 16th in three-point percentage. But we could get into that 2Q situation.
Yeah.
If all of their guys are shooting 80%, we could lose this game. I don't know, man. I don't even know who's on their team. That's all I really got, other than, like, we miss shots.
Yeah, missing shots would be bad. Not coming out with intensity. I know it's hard, and I know it's on a road stretch, but, like, I think we need to roll with this momentum, man. I think that, you know, beyond just what we need to do to win, like, what we need to do, like, for the rest of our season and as a team is, like, just start gelling and communicating. And, like, I think that this game, well, maybe it's not going to be the most competitive competition, mm-mm. is still a chance to, like, nail things down. Like, every time these guys are on the court, they have an opportunity to, like, figure something out. And I hope that this can be, you know, we talk about wanting, like, a blowout, which I definitely do. But, like, what that would be an indication of, to me, is that, like, they're getting things clicking. It's kind of like...
they're doing all their jobs.
Yeah.
That's a really good call. I apologize for not knowing the Bulls roster.
Oh, you good.
To the listeners out there. I don't watch a lot of Bulls basketball. I had one last thing in here. The Clippers eat too much dumbass deep dish pizza and come out slow.
Yeah, we're anti-deep dish on this
pod. If you're pro deep dish, drop a pin.
It's too much bread.
It's just saucy bread. I hope Patrick Beverley just suns Chris Dunn and Ryan Arcidiacono for 94 feet all game. I don't know how to pronounce that last name. I apologize. I just want him to clamp down.
Yeah.
I think if AB and him aren't locked in defensively, which I don't know why they wouldn't be,
yeah,
they could just maybe run us a little bit.
Definitely.
Now let's go to key matchups. You got some Shea stuff in here.
Yeah, I think Shea versus passivity.
We've gotten a lot more existential with our key matchups lately, and I'm into it.
I like those. Like, personally, I kind of like those. Because otherwise, it's like pretty standard. Like, oh, backcourt versus backcourt.
Yeah.
What's the center battle going to be like? We don't have a solid, like, center.
Yeah.
So Shea versus passivity. He's been so much more aggressive. He even got a charge call last game.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that. I want him to give a charge every single game.
You want him to just lower that shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Rearrange some teeth.
Yeah, I do. I don't want anybody to get hurt, just to clarify. I just like seeing him when he is, you know, aggressively going to the rim. I like to see him aggressively trying to score. Mm-hmm. I want to see him calling for the ball if somebody else has it and they're not in, like, a shooting position.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that, man. Aggressive Shea would be fantastic.
I think that, like, with this game, I would really like to see him post some season highs.
Oof. Now you're speaking my language.
Be great.
Blah, we could see it. Here's a boring key matchup. This Lauri versus Tobias. I'm assuming it's going to be Markkanen on Tobias, right?
Yes.
Because Tobias is probably going to start at the four. Gallo's out for this game.
I would guess it would be Markkanen. Yeah. Or Bobby Portis?
No, he's on the bench. Or he was last game.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, it definitely will be Markkanen starting, and I would imagine that he will be the defender, unless they put Chandler Hutchinson on him.
Yeah, who sounds like a generic player.
Sorry, Bulls fans.
Yeah, sorry about that. Markkanen is shooting 38% on almost seven attempts a game from three.
That's pretty
which
solid.
Which is, I mean, that's pretty good clip.
Yeah.
So we're gonna, Tobias is going to have to keep him in check and then hopefully kind of tire him out on the defensive end. Because Lauri Markkanen is a athletic dude.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
He can run with Tobias for sure.
He's had some injury issues, so.
Yeah. So you're saying hack his legs. No, we're not advocating for that at all. What else you got for matchups?
I guess just like the backcourt containing kind of the Levine-Dunn attack.
Mm-hmm.
Zach LaVine is a great scorer.
Yeah, I had the note in here about how I think Bradley's going to be on him.
He doesn't do much else.
No.
But he's a scorer.
First, yeah.
And so I would love to watch. I would love to watch us kind of just really hone those defensive instincts against one of these guys who you know can go ahead and put up 20 plus points on any team on any given night.
Yeah, LaVine's at 23 a game, and I think Markkanen's at like 18 a game.
Yeah,
so we definitely got to shut their two guys down.
Yeah, and Jabari is at like 15-ish. Bobby Portis is a pretty solid scorer.
Yeah,
he's averaging 13-8.
Solid bench versus bench. We should destroy this bench.
Man.
If Trez and Lou are firing, I think we bury this bench.
I mostly agree. I just think they have some guys that, like, aside from Lou, you know, we don't have, like, the high-scoring averages.
For sure.
And they have a couple of guys in Portis and Parker.
That's fair.
Coming off the bench who are, you know, who can score and who also are, like, the prototypical players who kind of give our team trouble.
That's true.
Especially that bench. You know, we talk about it on the podcast all the time, but the forwards is probably our paper thinnest
yeah,
position.
Definitely.
And then obviously centers will always be a problem. But yeah, I think that could be an issue.
Yeah. So we got to come up big.
Oh yeah.
Need those reserves. Hopefully I think Robinson, Jerome could have a big game tonight.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He looks like he's ready to shoot and they're going in.
Yeah.
So I'm all for that. What's your prediction for this game?
Oh, wait,
you want to do one more?
Yeah.
I think I know which one you want to do.
Bulls versus the Tank.
Oh, man, they got to embrace that Tank.
Are they going to win despite themselves? So they're currently, like, depending on how things shake out, two or three losses from essentially, like, cementing themselves in that top three kind of contention.
Yeah, the Knicks just did, so they got to compete with the Knicks for that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you think Boylan just, like, subs himself in if they're winning?
I don't know. They have practice for 9 hours before the game.
We're running suicides! Everyone's running! All right, what's your prediction for this game?
I'm thinking it's going to be, like, 102, 128. Clippers.
I had a similar thing. 126 to 105.
All right.
I hope we can assert our dominance.
I'm really hoping so. We haven't.
Ever, really.
We haven't thus far against these, against teams that are, you know, in the lottery.
Very diplomatic way to say that. In the top of the lottery.
Yeah, we haven't really, like, really laid it on in those matchups. Spread, but I'm hoping for something better tonight.
Yeah, after the game tonight, we're going to be live streaming. Hopefully in joyous victory.
Yeah.
But who knows? Coming up after this,
Locked On Clips
of the Kings versus Clippers game. But first, if you're following multiple Locked On podcasts, you want one spot for all of them, check out Locked On Net on Twitter and Instagram. You get a bunch of good stuff on there on the Instagram feed with the stories and whatnot. Great for breaking news. Trade season right now for the NBA is coming up. You want to follow
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, tell your dang smart speaker to play podcast Locked On Clippers.
Play podcast Locked On.
And then it will say, adding bananas to grocery list. And you'll be like, God dang it, Alexa! Anyway, coming up after this.
Everyone that listens to this podcast is a dad, apparently, or doesn't understand a speaker.
100%. Coming up after this, Kings versus Clippers preview.
All right, so we are 2-0.
Against
the Kings.
Our sister team.
Love the Kings.
We love the Kings on this podcast.
They're just a fun team to watch. But I think that we can make this one 3-0.
I think we can too. They have no injuries. I'm assuming Gallo's gonna be out.
Yeah.
We don't really know. Luke is for sure out.
Definitely.
This is gonna be a harder game than the Bulls game, I think.
Yeah.
So what we need to do to win, my first note, the first thing I thought of was we just gotta make up for the lost Gallo.
100%. Yeah, last time we played that game after Christmas Day, they played 13 dudes with seven of them scoring in double digits.
Yeah.
Which is pretty solid. They have a kind of sneaky depth going on there.
Absolutely.
And a really interesting mix of players. I also don't think Bagley played.
No, I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. No.
And so Gallo only scored 16 and 14 in the two games we've played. So, like, scoring-wise, it's not that big of a hole.
It's not the hugest deficit, no.
But the spacing is what worries me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking away our best three-point shooter. I'm hoping Tobias can get hot from three, or Avery Bradley kind of continues his good shooting streak to just open the game up so they have to respect us.
I agree. And I think that Tobias can be that guy. You know, he's a solid like 38% three-point shooter. I'd just like to see him like putting up some more shots.
Yeah. Well, that goes
so
into...
That'd be a key to winning.
Yeah, and that goes into your note. Let's just let it rain from three.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're 24th in three-pointers allowed. We might as well just, you know, fire it up there.
Yeah, try to stretch the floor.
Our bench is going to have to step up. Like, as you just mentioned, they have a lot of guys who can score. We had 57 bench points last time, but only beat their bench by 3 points.
Oh, wow.
Which was really surprising to look at.
Yeah. Sneaky depth, man. I'm telling you.
Sneaky depth. Lou and Trez combined for 46 of those 57 bench points.
Oh, wow.
So I think Jerome and Motley are going to have pretty big scoring roles this game.
Definitely. And this is going to be a game where we can't take too big of a deficit in any single quarter. Because this team is like, they're too fast and they're too dangerous to like get caught lacking.
Exactly. God, these guys never get caught lacking outside the gas station. That goes into perfectly into what could go wrong. Their speed.
Definitely.
De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield don't stop running.
No.
I saw some stat about how Buddy Hield leads the league in miles traveled over the whole season and speed and is like dead last in time spent not moving.
Yeah,
or
no,
like
their
that.
Strategy their strategy is just run the other team off the floor.
I had an interesting thought.
What's
defensively,
that?
Gallo is one of our slower players. He's the strongest man in the NBA, but he's not the fastest.
Granted.
I'm not saying it's a positive Gallo is playing at all. It is a net negative for sure.
Yeah.
But in the defensive side of the ball, we have guys who are faster than him who will be out there.
Oh, by running three guards.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think we can mitigate some of their speed a little bit better without Gallo.
Okay.
I'm not saying
fair.
We're better without Gallo or anything like that.
Yeah.
But in a strictly matchup like speed situation.
Do you start Trez at the five in this scenario?
I think you do.
I'm saying no to that just because of Willie Cauley-Stein.
Who would you think Gortat?
I would start Gortat.
The Heat think Gortat is a very fast guy. If you listen to our last episodes, so, that could be big. What else we got to do? What else could go wrong? Oh, yeah. This goes great. Their bigs should just show up to dominate us.
Yeah. They have a lot of bigs. Interior defense is a huge weakness for this team.
We love Willie Cauley-Stein.
This pod loves Willie Cauley-Stein. We know what he can do. He's probably going to have a double-double.
We've split rebounds. Both teams have won reboundings by 10 in each contest. We've just happened to win both of them.
Oh, wow.
So I'd be a little worried. They're on a 2-game losing streak, and they play Memphis before they play us.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they kind of get beat up inside.
Yeah.
And just get a little tired. It's not like on the second night of a back-to-back or anything, but Memphis is just a hard-ass team to play for.
Yeah. I think that could end up being a get-your-mind-right game, though, for the Kings.
For the Kings. Especially Memphis is a really hard team to play for, especially with the addition of...
Justin Holiday,
who I previously mentioned.
What are you doing, man?
He's on the Grizzlies. What else could go wrong? Oh, Kings are third in three-point percentage.
Attempts? Oh, percentage.
Percentage.
Sorry.
Which I was kind of shocked by.
And they take more than us.
They take five more than us.
Wow. That's significant.
That's very significant. If they're running hot from three, this could, and we shoot our usual percentage, which is a great percentage.
Yeah.
If we shoot our usual percentage, but they're just shooting better, we're going to have a hard time against this team.
Definitely. I hope that the perimeter defense can be a little bit stronger. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that Gallo is maybe a better defender, like bodying up and in the post.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe with the three-guard lineup, and you know, this maybe could be another benefit. I don't know. We'll see.
Let's get into a couple quick matchups before we get into Love, Mary, Kill, and the Pactive Rankings. What's your biggest matchup here?
My biggest matchup is actually Shea versus De'Aaron.
Feel that? Heard that?
I don't know that he'll be guarding him that much, but I want to see a Kentucky point guard duel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just like to see Shea have a really good game. I don't think that he has a similar game to De'Aaron Fox at all. De'Aaron Fox is... a freak athlete.
Speedster.
He is like a...
better distributor than Shea.
He's way more athletic, but that's kind of numbers-wise where I would like Shea's development to get to.
I like that.
Which I do see as possible. It would be incredible. This is nothing to demerit.
No, not at all.
Of De'Aaron Fox. This is just like real hopeful things for Shea. But I think if he is guarding him, I'd like to see some of that like defensive prowess. He's known for being a better defender than Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. They might put Fox on Shea. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. One for me is who guards Bjelica?
Bjelica?
Yeah. If Gallo had him most of the time, but if Gallo's out, I'm assuming Tobias.
Yeah.
But if they run him and Willie Cauley-Stein, that could be a big issue for us.
Yeah, totally.
Because like it's going to be like Trez on Cauley-Stein and then Tobias on Big B or like...
Yeah, or if they run, I think a combination of like Bagley and Cauley-Stein would be really, really hard.
Yeah, their bigs could pose a bit of an issue for us. I think that's the biggest thing I'm worried about.
Yeah.
We've managed to kind of contain Buddy and De'Aaron the last two times we've played.
Definitely.
But they're big. I think Bagley had a double-double the first time we played.
Yeah.
So that could be kind of tough. You want to do one more matchup?
Sure. What else do we got in here?
Depth versus depth.
Depth versus depth. Yeah, like I said, last time they played 13 dudes, 7 scored in double digits. Sneaky deep bench. I want to go another existential one. Bradley versus inconsistency.
Ooh, okay.
So he had
abyss that is inconsistency.
Yeah, he had a really solid performance last time we played the Kings after Christmas, 13-4, which like for Avery Bradley is a great stat line.
That's 20-10.
Yeah, if he could maintain that would be awesome. So I think that this would be a game to really show his prowess defensively and hopefully, you know, due to the lack of scoring with Gallo out in the starting lineup, he's able to step up a little bit and, you know, just churn out these consistent performances. That's honestly all I want from him is these consistent performances.
100%. What's your prediction for this game?
Oh, man. I think that it's going to be a high-scoring one. I think it's going to be a fast-paced game. I'm going to go Clippers 125 to 115.
Dang, okay. I actually think I'm going the other way of this. I think the Kings win this one.
Oh, wow.
I think the Kings win. I think their bigs kind of kill us in the paint.
All right. I mean.
Don't want it to happen.
Definitely.
But I think the Kings win 120 to 117. I think it's a close game throughout.
Yeah.
I think we just come up just short. If you think I'm wrong, please get at me. Coming up after this, very quick Pacific Division rankings and love, marry, kill. So I think our rankings are the same.
Yeah, definitely.
We got number one.
Warriors.
Who?
Yeah, I mean.
Great.
They're playing great. Good for them.
They got cool.
Boogie's back.
Yeah, awesome. Number two, our Clips.
Yeah.
Firmly in the second driver's seat.
Yeah, we're 4-6 in our last 10, which I'm not jazzed on.
We do seem to be on the upswing if we get the win tonight.
Yeah, if we could put together two solid wins, I'd feel in a much better place about where we're at.
Blow out the Bulls. I hope we blow out the Hawks.
Yeah. And we're still only like a solid game and a half out of sixth.
Yeah. Third, our boys, the Sacramento Kings.
You got the Kings.
I mean, everything's going good.
They're playing well.
I didn't talk about...
I think it'd be cool if they could sneak into the eighth spot. I'd be pumped for them.
I didn't talk about my guy Bogdan in the last segment, but he could kill us.
Yeah.
He's so goddamn good. Fourth spot... The Laverne Lakers.
Yeah.
Is that like Laverne from...
No, Laverne is a city in the valley.
I thought you were doing Vern like in Ernest. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know when LeBron's coming back. Lonzo has an ankle sprain.
Yeah,
Rondo's out.
Things are looking a little bleak over there.
Apparently there was some news they want to trade for a superstar at the deadline, so get your Photoshop ready. Photoshop season, boy! And then dead last...
The Suns.
I don't know.
Good luck, Suns.
Good luck. Devin Booker would have gotten his ass beat by Georgie Dang if they wanted to fight. If anyone didn't see those clips, they're like, let's meet in the tunnel. And it's like, Georgie Dang, like, is a monster. Like, he would kill you, Devin Booker.
Yeah.
You ready for this game?
I'm ready.
All right, guys. We're playing Love, Marry, Kill with players people want the Clippers to trade for.
Yeah.
We have, on the board,
we got Big Vooch. Vucevic.
Vooch.
Enes Kanter. Marc Gasol, Robin Lopez. Wow, this is also all centers.
Of course, that's what everyone wants to trade for. I'll go first. I am loving Robin Lopez.
Really?
Yeah. I think it would be a fiery relationship.
Yeah.
I think he would do things like not speak to me for multiple days at a time and then come in and just say, I'm fine now. I obviously can't marry someone
No, not great communicator.
Not great communicator, but we have fun when we have fun.
Yeah.
I'm marrying Vooch.
Really?
Seems loyal to the soil.
Okay.
Went to USC for, I think, 4 years.
Okay.
Don't know why. Not a basketball school. I like that. It just seems like a good, you know, home base. It's a tie between him and Marc Gasol, I'd say.
Oh, wow.
Because Marc Gasol makes things work. I think he'd be a great compromiser.
Yeah.
And then I think we're probably killing the same guy.
And it's Cantor?
And it's Cantor. This has nothing to do with his political affiliations. I am fully 100% on board with him on that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like how he's handling the Knicks situation. He seems like a baby.
I also just don't know how great he'd be as a fit for this team. I mean, offensively, he'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But he's not like the best defender. And that's really kind of what
pouty.
That's kind of what we need
yeah.
at the five.
Bit of a powder.
Yeah.
All right. What's your LMK?
So I'm loving Marc Gasol.
I can see that.
And it's kind of like, it's almost, it's not quite a sugar daddy situation because it's not quite that long term, but it's an elder statesman.
He buys your Metro card and then he's paying for dinner and then he's paying for your rent.
And it's very exciting. Like he knows so much. Like I'm very interested.
He's buying you new ties.
I do think that like a Shea or Lou and Marc Gasol pick and roll would be very, 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 it's very tantalizing.
You're talking much more about basketball than I did, and I respect your list a lot more than mine.
I really, really am excited about that. But, you know, he's a little too old for me.
Yeah.
I can't bring that home.
And it's
my parents are going to be like, he's old enough to be your father.
And he gets it.
Yeah.
So who are you marrying then?
Man, this one's a little tough. I guess I'm going to marry Vooch, too. I got to go Vooch.
Nothing wrong with that.
He's having a really good season. I think that he would be...
You're trying to trap him. having his best season. You're trapping him.
Oh, yeah. I'm locking that down. Yeah. I'm locking that down. This is a contract year, baby.
Yeah. That's smart. That's just good play right there.
I'm liking Vooch. I think that...
You're marrying Vooch.
I'm marrying Vooch. I don't know how his fit is for the Clippers, but I love the idea. I'm married to the idea.
Right. You're diving in.
And then,
you guys like the couple to have a kid to bring you to try and bring you closer, which yeah. doesn't work.
Yeah, definitely. And then also Enes Kanter.
I'm sorry, Enes. You got so much on your plate with the thing in Turkey.
Yeah.
We're on your side on that.
Yeah, you're like a funny dude. I don't know.
Yeah, you were on NBA Desktop. That's fun, I guess. Let us know who you guys would love marry-kill. No one ever chimes in
on Twitter. It's fine. I think I would guess that people are 50-50 on this segment. Either you like it or you think it's very weird.
I think it's mostly just for us. We appreciate you guys listening. Hoping to get that victory against the Bulls tonight. Again, we will be live streaming after that game. We're with you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. This Monday, we're going to be recapping both of the games.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully two victories against the Bulls and the Kings.
And then it's Monday, so we'll have the freshies for you, which is our rookie report. Hopefully these guys will all get some big playing time this weekend, so we'll have a lot to discuss.
Would be nice, guys. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks so much for tuning in.